Giants hosting the Twins, and in San Francisco on Sunday, it was the Dog Days of Summer promotion. Bring your dog to the ballpark. It's Buster Posey facing Chris Heston.
And a 2-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit, RBI. Another hanging breaking ball. Posey into first base. Second RBI of the day for Posey.
Second, still defending on the right side. The pitch, ground ball to third and fair. Passanel down the line. The tying run is in. Let's see where Nunez ends up. He's going to try to score. And Nunez will score. Head first slide, and the Giants take the lead. And the 0-1, a fly ball, left center, in the gap, deep it goes. Buxton chasing, Robbie chasing, and neither gets it. It's off the wall. Posey's in, RBI double, Pence, his second double today, and the Giants had one more, 7-5. And now the 0-2, a fly ball, center field, well hit. Rosario going back, Eddie still going, it's over his head off the 399 sign. One run scores, Pence to second base and holding. Another double, another RBI for Pence. 9-5 Giants. Austin Slater steps in, and a fastball line to right center in the gap. That's down, and this will clear him. Kepler tracks it down to the warning track. One is in, two are in. Racing home is Hudley. He will score. Bases clearing, triple. Austin Slater, 12-5 Giants.
The Giants put up a season-high 13 runs as they take the finale 13-8. Nick Turley made his Major League debut for Minnesota, going 4-plus innings, allowing 4 runs. Twins come up short in the series finale against the Giants. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after the game.
Well, it would have been, that much sweeter of a trip if you could finish it off today, and we had opportunities for sure. Big picture is that we competed each series. We won 2 out of 3. We had a chance to win the other one, except for some late inning heroics up there in Seattle. So, it's just a matter of these guys understanding that these trips out the West can be tough, and they're a little bit grueling in terms of scheduling, but, we competed. And today's game, Nick, first time around, it was, I'm not sure how much nerves or what, but, he had a little trouble with his command. It seemed like every time they hit a fastball hard, it was 2-0 or 3-1. He got behind and he had to pay the price when he had to throw his fastball. His breaking ball was as advertised. I don't think they squared one up all day when he got it in the zone. So, and then we had a lead late. We put together some runs, and unfortunately ran into a leadoff walk there in the seventh, which just turned into, a disastrous seventh and eighth for us, and we couldn't control them after that.
Were there positives that you want Nick to take away from his debut?
I think just, getting adjusted to the atmosphere up here, and, it's a different game for sure. The hitters, they just keep coming. Sometimes your understanding of pitching ahead gets a little bit better understood, and you when you pay the price when you don't. So I'm sure he'll learn a little bit from this outing. Right now going forward, there's a good chance he's going to get another opportunity. So we'll see how it goes.
Up next, the Twins welcome the Mariners on Monday.